Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
8 men have been charged after a sex trafficking ring was discovered in Chester County. KYW's Andrew Kramer reports it all started with a social media message.
I don't want to be here anymore, is what Chester County District Attorney Deb Ryan says. A 14-year-old girl who went missing in Maryland sent her mother on Facebook on May 30th after getting her hands on a cell phone. After that, she told her mom to pick her up at a Wawa in Malvern. Officials were able to rescue the girl. She told them she had been held against her will for weeks.
While forced to perform sexual acts for money with approximately 4 to 5 individuals each day, at different locations.
While interviewing witnesses, authorities came across an 18-year-old girl who was brought to the area from Virginia. She said she was held against her will as well for 3 weeks before escaping, forced to have sex for money and do drugs. After linking the cases, Ryan says they arrested the men they're calling the ringleaders.
The human sex trafficking organization was run by 3 co-defendants, all of whom are being held on cash bail.
They range in age from 25 to 34 and face the whole list of charges, including trafficking in minors, kidnapping, and rape. Ryan says 5 other men accused of paying to have sex with the victims were also arrested. Andrew Kramer, KYW News Radio.
And authorities say both victims were initially recruited through Snapchat. Shay Rhodes, the director of the Institute to Address Commercial Sexual Exploitation at Villanova Law, says parents really need to keep a close eye on what their kids are doing on social media.
Every time we turn around, there is a new hot account. First it was Snapchat, now it's TikTok, and we know that traffickers are absolutely using social media as a tool for recruitment.
She says parents should especially monitor this now during the pandemic because we tend to become a little more vulnerable when we're not around other people as often.